Okay, we're going to just go ahead and begin with child's pose. So go ahead and place your hips on your heels, forehead to the floor, and either your arms are outstretched, or palms face down, or they're back by your ankles, palms face up. And really, you just whichever one feels, you know, more comfortable to you. And we really begin this practice by just getting very quiet and very still internally, and really connecting to our breath. And it's Nujjaya breath, which means it's via the nose, throat, and the lips stay softly pressed. And it has what we refer to as kind of an oceanic quality to it. And by oceanic, we mean that if you've ever been out by the ocean at night, and literally from the very depths of the ocean, the waves come ashore and they draw back out, and it has this very deep quality about it. It's kind of a And so, create that breath for yourself. And even more than just hearing it, literally sensing and feeling it. So that as you draw the breath in, you know, you literally feel yourself expand, right? And as you exhale, you just soften and you relax and you release. And we take a few moments doing this in the beginning, because it really serves us through the entire class. Because when we're connected to our breath, it does a couple of things. Number one, it helps keep you present moment by moment, breath by breath. It helps marry the mind to the body. And then it also helps keep you safe. And the way that it does that is that so long as you have that oceanic quality of breath, you know that you're moving in a way that's, you know, has some sense of harmony. And it started from the beginning, right? In this stillness, in this quiet. And that if the breath becomes choppy or held or strained, then it's the body's way of just saying to back off a little bit, or just simply take a break, drop to your knees, take a break, and then rejoin us. And so what I'd like for you to do is just sit here and connect to that breath as deeply as you can. And then what I'd like for you to do is take a couple of exaggerated breaths, you know, just a little bit more fully realizing. So it permeates your whole being. And it's, you know, not localized to the nose and throat, but it's something that you feel expanding throughout yourself. It helps create a sense of lightness. And then go ahead and curl your toes under. Press your hips up high and heels low and transitioning into downward facing dog. And the navel is drawn in and the neck is soft. And what I want you to notice is that even though we went from an anatomically entirely different position, right, from child's pose into downward facing dog, entirely different, but the quality of our breath has remained the same, right? Or deeper, because we've been doing it a little bit longer. And there's a softness, the forehead, the jaw is soft, the lips are softly pressed. And on your next inhale, I want you to pick up your right foot and point it toward the back of the room. And as you lift that leg, you strengthen, and as you extend that leg, you stretch. And still that deep oceanic quality of breath. And then on your next inhale, just lift that leg a little bit higher. And on the following exhale, just release that right leg down. And on your following inhale, draw your left leg up. The fingers are spread wide, right? The neck still remaining soft. The breath still free and easy. And this is very diagnostic part of the class. We're just trying to get attuned to where we are in relationship to our body today. And on your next inhale, go ahead and pick up your left foot a little bit higher. And on your exhale, just allow it to glide back down. What I'd like you to do, if you can do so safely, is just close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths. Right? And really feel them. Become accustomed and aware of them. And then soften your knees. Glance forward. And gently walk forward in between your hands. On the next inhale, do a half lift, which just means you'll glance away, drawing the spine parallel to the floor, lengthening sternum away from the navel, and on the exhale, just gently release it down. And you're just hinging and hanging, right, comfortably. The neck is soft. Now go ahead and separate your feet approximately hip width. And on your following inhale, draw your arms out to the side and bring them up overhead, shoulder width. Release the neck and glance up toward the ceiling. Your fingers are spread wide. Now the shoulders are soft, but the elbows are squeezed straight. Go ahead and press the feet into the floor. Wiggle the toes to bring some awareness. Good. Now draw up on the knees. Squeeze your tush. And on your next inhale, lift out of the base of your spine and with a firm belly, exhale and hinge forward, lengthening as you go. On the following inhale, go ahead and do another half lift. And then on the exhale, step it back to plank, upper push-up position. So here we are in plank. The elbows are stacked over the wrist. The shoulders over the elbows, and you're lifted out of the shoulders so you're not collapsing in the shoulders. Your hips are slightly lifted, almost in line with the shoulders, so that you're not collapsing in your lower lumbar. And you're long through the crown of the head. The fingers are spread wide, middle fingers, middle toes facing forward. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, go ahead and lower slow, elbows in close to the body, nice and smooth. And on your following inhale, draw yourself forward into up dog. So open the chest. Ears lift out of the shoulders. Shoulder blades are drawn back and down. Good. Tops the feet on the floor. And on your exhale, just curl the toes under and swing those hips up high and draw those heels down low. And once again, just moment by moment, breath by breath, checking in. Where am I in relationship to this breath? Okay? On your next inhale, pick up the right foot. And on your exhale, bring your right foot through your hands. Release your left heel down so it's parallel to the front of the room. And now glance down and make sure your right heel's in the center of the left arch. And inhale, draw your arms up into Warrior One. We're going to do Warrior One where your hands remain shoulder width apart, fingers spread wide. We're going to just pause here and take a few breaths. Your left hip and left shoulder are drawn forward. The navel is drawn in firm, the shoulders are soft, the elbows are squeezed straight, the fingers are alive, the chin is level, and you're lengthening through the crown of your head. Your left knee is squeezed, and the outer edge of your left foot squeezes the mat, 90-degree angle on your right knee, that front knee, okay? Knees directly over the ankle. Take another nice inhale, and on your exhale, release right arm forward and left arm back. Warrior two. Now the foundation stays the same, 90-degree angle. And you have 2 shoulders in one line. The arms are active, the fingers are alive, but the shoulders are soft. And you're long through the crown of the head, chin over the right shoulder. Soften the face. Take a nice inhale to energize. And on your exhale, windmill the arms down, step it back. High to low flow. Up to down dog. And it's in conjunction with your breath, right? So you're not trying to move fast, you're not trying to slow down. Just listen for your breath and let it be your breath which leads you through this practice. Downward facing dog, heels drawn down, navel drawn in. It's almost as though you're an upside down V. And on your following inhale, Pick up your left foot and point it toward the back of the room. On your exhale, bring that left foot through, release that right heel down, arms flow up into Warrior One. Again, pause here, clean everything up, right? Left heel in the center of the right arch. Lower that left hip a little bit. The breath is still deep and free. The right shoulder and right hip are drawn forward. The face is serene. You don't wear your effort on your face. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, glide into Warrior Two. Once again, shoulders are pressed down, but you're long through the crown of the head. The navel is drawn in. The outside of that right foot squeezes the floor, and the face is serene. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, windmill the arms down. High to low flow, up to down dog. Your breath, body breath and movement, seamless and smooth, and breathing deep, right? Never sacrificing the breath. So we're in downward facing dog. The breath is even and fluid. Go ahead and close the eyes and kind of close the eyes. We really want this to be an internal process, right? Moving the awareness inwardly and then deepen that breath. So it's not just localized to the nose and throat, but it's something we feel, and the fingers are spread and pressing into the floor. Pressing away from the floor, squeezing the elbows straight so we preserve our shoulders. We're going to just go through this little flow one more time, but one breath, one movement, nice and smooth, even. On your inhale, right leg up. On your exhale, bring your right foot through. Inhale up, arms into Warrior One. On the exhale, glide into Warrior Two. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, windmill the arms down. High to low flow, up to down dog. Looks good. And then more importantly, it has to feel good, right? Right? Who cares how it looks if it doesn't feel good? So connect kinesthetically to how this is feeling, right? This is your body, your practice, your breath. You live with your results, so feel. On your next inhale, left leg up. And on your exhale, bring your left foot through. Arms flow up into Warrior One. They just glide. On the exhale, they just flow into Warrior Two. Seamless transitions. Take a nice inhale to energize. And on the exhale, windmill the arms down, high to low flow, up to down dog. Close the eyes, take a couple deep breaths, right? We're just warming up the body, getting things ready. Getting ready to move and flow, explore our edges, but doing it mindfully and not recklessly. Now go ahead and soften your knees and glance forward, and then walk forward or lightly jump forward in between your hands. On your following inhale, go ahead and do a half lift. Decompress the spine, lengthen and lift. On the exhale, release. Good. Bring your toes and heels together so the feet touch. On a nice even inhale, draw the arms out to the side, bring them up overhead. You're nice and tall. The palms press, pull long, lift out of the base of the spine, firm belly. Exhale, hinge and lengthen down as you go. On your next inhale, go ahead and do another half lift. And on the exhale, walk it back or jump it back. Chaturanga, high to low flow, body breath and movement. On your next inhale, right leg up. On your exhale, bring your right foot through. Arms flow up into Warrior One. Glide arms down on the exhale to Warrior Two. And then right palm face up. Inhale, reach forward. Bring the right arm over the top and slide your left hand down the left leg. Now make sure as you bring that right arm over the top into this crescent lunge that the right hip stays low, the knee stacks over the ankle, okay, so it doesn't start to, the knee doesn't draw in toward the navel, toward the center. Keep it over the knee. Good. Now soften the face. And if you can do so safely, close your eyes and breathe and feel and squeeze the left foot. Now on your next inhale, pull so you reach through the ribs. The fingers spread wide, and then eyes open, and on the exhale, release it all the way down, high to low flow. Take a deep breath. Listen for the breath. Smooth. Keep your ears out of the shoulders. And then on that down dog, just breathe. Right? So we get to move individually through that flow, but then we all connect collectively in this downward facing dog, and it's this beautiful balance of maintaining our own breath and yet being able to draw on the synergy and the collectiveness of everyone doing this practice together. On your next inhale, left leg up. On your exhale, bring the left foot through, arms flow up into Warrior One. And they glide down into Warrior Two. It's a little bit more familiar. Left palm face up, inhale, reach forward and bring it over the top. But stay low in the left hip. Maintain the integrity of the knee over the ankle. That's it. Now spread those fingers and lengthen that arm. And breathe into that left hip and feel the pull along the ribs, the shoulder, the arm and the fingertips. Now close the eyes. Take one deep, deep breath. Hold that for a moment and just let it spill out of you. On your next inhale, pull long and reach through those fingertips. And on your exhale, release and flow all the way down. High to low flow. Up to down dog. And it should feel good, right? Because I'm not jamming, forcing, fighting, muscling, competing, complaining. Soften the knees. Go ahead and glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump forward in between your hands. Inhale. Take your half lift. And then go ahead. Separate the feet. Hip width. Glance down. Inhale, breathing. Hips down. Arms up like you're sitting in a chair. Arms up. Shoulder width. Palms face each other. Spread the fingers wide. Okay, good. Now lower the hips. Pull in the navel. Squeeze the elbows straight. Draw the biceps back toward the ears on the inhale. And on the exhale, release. Hips high. Head low. And on your inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, walk it back or jump back. Again, chaturanga. High to low flow. And with the frequency, it becomes familiar. We don't get sloppy. It actually gets, you know, a little bit more refined. Breathe. You're not rushed. So we're in down dog. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. And on your inhale, right leg up. And on your exhale, bring that right foot through. Arms flow up into Warrior One. And we're going to pause here again and just clean it up, right? Just maintain the integrity of this practice as best as possible. Good. Now draw the left shoulder forward and left hip a little forward without compromising that left foot that's squeezing the floor so nice. Now soften the face, long through the crown of the head. Beautiful. Take a nice inhale. On the exhale, glide into Warrior Two. We have multiple flows of energy, right? The outer edge of that left foot squeezes the floor. The navel's drawn in. The arms are active. The fingers are alive. Beautiful. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, take your right hand. Place it to the inside of your right foot, flat on the floor. Your left arm is up, two shoulders in one line, and glance up at your left hand, left thumb. So you're turning the chin, but you're not twisting the neck so much, right? You just, whatever range of motion is available to you. You're not trying to jam or force. And so breathe. Okay, so pull long through that left arm, pull in the navel, draw the sternum away from the navel as you squeeze the foot. Inhale one more time, pull long through the left fingertips, and on the exhale, left bicep over the left ear, palm face down. Soften the face, reach through the fingertips, squeeze the outer edge of that foot into the floor. On the inhale, exhale, left hand down, so place it where the right hand was, and roll open the right side. So left hand next to the right foot, right arm up, two shoulders in one line as best as possible. Don't relinquish the rear foot, right? It's still squeezing the floor. You just go to the degree you can and listen for the breath. On the inhale, just try and glide open that right shoulder. On the exhale, release right hand down. Now this is a little tricky. Take your right hand in front of your leg, around and through. So you're going to have both hands gripping the front of that right ankle. Okay, so relax the neck, draw the forehead, right, toward the hands and shin, and breathe. And by now you feel that right hip, maybe a little tender. If it ever gets too extreme, you just drop that left knee down. I want you to take another deep, deep breath. And on your exhale, release that right arm behind your hand. And then gently again, roll along, The face is serene. The breath is sweet and smooth. Soften the face. One more inhale. Roll open and release. Both hands down, both legs back, and flow. Woo! Body breath and movement. The body's warming up. And lean into it, right? This is something that's good for you. So often throughout the course of a day or a life, we don't always do things that are in our own best interest. This is. So we're in downward facing dog. Fingers are spread wide, pressing away from the floor. Hips are up, the heels are down. On your next inhale, left leg up. And on your exhale, bring your left foot through. Release the right heel down. Arms flow up into warrior one. We're going to take a couple of breaths here. You kind of know what to do, right? Shoulders soft, elbows squeezed straight, fingers alive. Low in that left hip, breathing even and deep, and then gliding into warrior two. Two shoulders in one line, chin over that left shoulder. I want you to do is look out past those left fingertips, you know, your fingernails. And then soften the vision. It's referred to as a drishti. Don't blur it, just soften it. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, left hand to the inside of left foot. Hand flat on the floor, right arm up. Squeeze the foot. Glance up at the right thumb. Spread the fingers. Soften the face. I want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths right here. Right? The breath doesn't get held, doesn't become strained. And then on the next inhale, reach through the right fingertips. On your exhale, right bicep on top of the right ear, palm face down. Pulling long. Just feeling that nice stretch along the right side of the body, along the ribs, the armpit even. And then squeeze that outer edge of the right foot. You might have to roll the right ankle so you don't start lifting that right edge up. And then pull one more time and then gently release. Right hand down, left hand up. Soften the face. Don't open the mouth. Keep the lips softly pressed. Two arms in one line. Inhale, reach and breathe. I know, left hip's a little tender, but that's okay. You're working the largest joint in the body. Inhale, roll open, and release. Left hand down. Gently take your left hand in front of the leg around and through. So it's kind of with that left arm clockwise around that left leg. And then with both hands, grab the front of the ankle or shin and draw your forehead, tuck the chin, draw the forehead toward the hands. And continue to breathe. Again, if it gets too intense, drop your right knee down. But if you can stay here, do it, right? You're working your edge. As long as you're being mindful about it, doesn't mean it won't be a little tender. But you know, you don't want to get stupid about it. Take another inhale, squeeze, and then gently release your left arm behind the back. Grab the right arm, bring it back around, and then just bind. And then breathe. And roll open that right shoulder and glance up toward the sky or the ceiling, you know, depending upon where you're at, indoors or outdoors. Now soften the face and take one nice, even, deep breath and roll. Don't jam and force. And on your exhale, release. Both hands down, both legs back. High to low flow. Up to down dog. Yeah. And listen for the breath. And if you can close your eyes right now and just take three deep breaths, right? Soften your knees and glance forward, walk forward, or lightly jump forward in between your hands. Okay, go ahead and do another half lift. So glance away, pull long, decompress the spine. You know, feel the breath as you lengthen, right? Nice and smooth. On the exhale, release. Go ahead and bring your big toes and ankles together, so feet together. Inhale, breathing, hips down, arms up, palms press. So inner thighs are squeezing, hips are low, navel's drawn in. The palms are pressed. I want you to squeeze the elbows straight, right? And then on the exhale, bring your hands to heart center, namaskar. Keep the hips low. On the inhale, just little bit of backward bending, and on your exhale, swing your left elbow over your right knee into prayer twist. So lower the hips, thumbs are in the center of your chest as best as possible, and glance over that right shoulder. And once again, keep the navel taut, and you're pulling long through the sternum. The face is serene. on the inhale, just roll open that right side a little bit. And then on the exhale, come right back to center. Hands are still at heart center. On the inhale, lower the hips, upper body back just an inch or so. On the exhale, swing that right elbow over that left knee. Prayer twist. Thumbs in the center of the chest. The face is soft. The breath is still even and full, right? Getting moderately challenging as we move a little bit deeper into our practice, but that's okay because we're doing it mindfully, not recklessly. Take a nice, even breath. Soften the face. Roll open that left side. And exhale. Come right back to center. Take a nice inhale. And on the exhale, hips high, head low, release. Inhale. Another half lift. And on the exhale, walk it back or jump back. Chaturanga. High to low flow. Up to down dog. And you're not in a rush. You just want it to feel good. You know, you're not... As we do it with frequency, it becomes a little bit more familiar, so the movements become seamless. And the quality of my movement is going to have a tremendous effect on the quality of my experience in this practice, so I don't want to just take it for granted or simply go through the motions. Take two nice, deep, even breaths, right? Okay, on your next inhale, bring your right leg up, lengthen it, lift it. On the exhale, bring your right foot through the hands. Now this time, keep your left toes pointed forward, left heel pointed back. So you're in that right lunge. The left leg is long, and your ankles are just about hip width. On your next inhale, draw the arms out to the side, up overhead. Squeeze the elbows straight, glance up. And on the exhale, draw the hands to heart center. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, bring your left elbow over that right knee, right back into prayer twist. And you're not jamming that lower back, right? You're not really, it's not a force move. It's very much a finesse. So if you can get that left armpit over the outside of that right knee, you know, like if you're that open or you've been doing this practice a little while, go ahead and do that. And then with thumbs in the center of the chest, as best as you can be, find that breath, that equanimity and peace. And if it's appropriate for you, take your left hand and place it down on the floor, the outside of that right foot, and right arm up. So it's kind of a flyaway. And then deciding for yourself, inhale, reach through the right fingertips. On the exhale, release your right arm behind the back, left arm underneath. Okay, it's a little tricky. And then bind the fingers or grab the hand, and then once again, roll open, but keep that left leg active, okay? So the left heel is drawn back, the left hip is drawn forward, and you're not bending that left knee too much. And you're pulling long and rolling open, hold it there. And then exhale, gently transition smooth right back to center. So hands at Namaskar. And then gently, both hands down. And then just do this little jump move. Right leg back, left leg forward. Okay. So, once again, make sure right toes pointed forward, right heel pointed back. You're in a nice lunge in that left hip. Inhale your arms out to the side, bring them up overhead. Hips stay low, squeeze the elbows, hands high, glance. On the exhale, draw them down to heart center. And then take a nice inhale. On the exhale, right elbow over left knee. Thumbs in the center of the chest. Breath free and easy. Right leg is active. And then decide for yourself, right hand down, left hand up for flyaway, and that right hand's to the outer side of that left foot. And, you know, if you're too tight, or you haven't done this practice very much, and you can just put your hand to the inside of that left foot, that's fine too. You know, this is where you just basically work with what the body gives you today. Now, if you're going to go for the bind, reach through those left fingertips and release that left arm behind the back. And then draw that right arm underneath the leg and bind. Keep the face soft. It's very difficult, but if you can close your eyes and feel without toppling over, try it. Inhale, roll open, pull long. The face is serene. Yeah, it's really sweet. And then gently release back to center. And then nice inhale, exhale, both hands down, both legs back. Glide through your flow. Hmm. You know, in that up dog, it's smooth and even. And if you follow the breath, right, those transitions just glide, right? You're not working in opposition. So we're in down dog. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And like I said, you know, when we do this class and there's like 40, 50 people, it's beautiful to see everybody moving a little bit differently. And then we all gather together collectively here in down dog, and we all connect to our own individual breaths, but we have this kind of nice collective synergy. So soften the knees and glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump forward in between your hands. On the inhale, take a half lift. Exhale, release. Feet together, toes and heels touch. And then gently on the inhale, hips down, arms up again, right? Like thunderbolt. So the palms are pressed, the thumbs are crossed. Lower the hips, pull in the navel. Good. Keep your heels on the floor. Now on the inhale, squeeze the elbows straight. And on the exhale, bring your right arm under your left arm, palms together, thumbs toward the face. It's a Gurasana wrap. Okay. On your next inhale, take your right leg over the left leg and do the best that you can to wrap that right foot below the left calf muscle. Now, if you can't get it all the way around, you just, once again, do what you can do. All right. On the inhale, draw the upper body back so you get a little compression in that lower lumbar. On the exhale, hinge forward. So you're hinging forward from the hips. You're virtually parallel to the floor. The arms are still wrapped. And what I want you to try and think of is not rounding the spine, but pulling long so you kind of flatten out that back. And then gently release your arms into what we call airplane. Palms face down. And you're reaching through the fingers, but you're pulling through the chest. So it's opening up the front part of that chest. And you're long through the neck. And the neck is neutral, right? So you're not lifting the head and you're not tucking the chin. It's neutral. And then gently release that right leg back. So unwrap the leg. Bring it straight back into airplane. Lift the right leg. Keep the right hip rotated down as best as possible. Remember, don't hold the breath. Pull long. And then gently release your right hand and fingertips in front of your right foot. So not off to the side, literally in front of the right foot. It's almost as though you're on a tightrope or on top of a fence. And right in front of the toes, but about, you know, just in line with your shoulder. And then roll open that left arm. Roll open that left hip. So they literally stack upon one another, right? So they're stacked. And lift that left leg as best you can. And pull through the sternum. Right? And breathe. And then gently release both hands down. Step both legs back. Flow. Downward facing dog. Soften the face, take a couple deep breaths. And then gently soften your knees, glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump forward. On your next inhale, do your half lift. On the exhale, release. Feet come together again, toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing, hips down, arms up, palms pressed. On the inhale, squeeze the elbow straight. On the exhale, left arm under the right arm, palms together, thumbs toward the face. Good. Now draw down on those elbows, but lift up through the spine. And then on your next inhale, bring your left leg up and over the right leg. Wrap as best as possible. On your next inhale, upper body back just an inch or so. And on the exhale, hinge forward so you flatten out that back parallel to the floor. Take a couple deep breaths. Just calm yourself. And then release the arms back into airplane. And then gently transition that left leg back. And try and keep that left hip rotated down. It has a tendency to rotate up. Try and rotate it down. And lift the leg so it's in line with the hip and the shoulder. Good. Now spread the toes. Pull through the toes and pull through the crown of your head. Fingers simultaneously, right? Multiple flows of energy. And then gently, left hand in front of your left foot, like I said, in line with the shoulder. And then gently roll open that right side. This is a very challenging posture. If you fall out, no big deal. You just try and get back in it. Right? You do what you can do. This is yoga. No competing. Now hold it here. And if you can spread your fingers and lift that leg and you've got some sense of balance, that's great. If not, just breathe wherever you're at. And then gently, both hands down, both legs back, and flow. Again and again, we return to our breath. We return to this quality of movement and awareness that has this not always easy. There's some challenge to it, but it's simple. I just got to stay connected to my breath. I just got to take care of myself. Take a couple of deep breaths, right? Down dog. What I want you to do, take three really deep breaths on your own accord. And then after your third breath, I want you to transition into child's pose. So you'll just bend the knees and lower the hips. But take three deep breaths first. And don't shorten the breath to expedite the transition, right? And so when you do transition down into child's pose, you bring your forehead to the floor, and either arms out in front of you or back by your ankles. We're just going to take a couple more breaths right here before we go on any further. And you get quiet, and you feel the breath, and you hear your breath. And it's almost as though you're just allowing your breath to breathe you, and you're witnessing this practice as though it's a beautiful form of meditation, which it is. Okay, one more nice deep breath in child's pose. Let it spill out of you so you're soft and supple but vibrant and alive. And then gently come up to all fours. So you're on your hands and knees. And again, you know, the neck is neutral. So you're long through the crown of the head. You're kind of glancing down if there was an imaginary line between your middle fingers. And listen, make sure the fingers are spread wide and you're lifted out of the shoulder so you're not collapsing, right? Take a nice inhale and take your right hand forward and your left leg straight back. I'm going to do some spinal balancing here. So inhale, reach through the fingers and spread the toes and reach back. And on your inhale, go ahead and gently lift the right arm and lift the left thigh. But keep it long and active so you're not bending at the knee. And then follow the breath. And it's an inhale, and you draw the arm up and away and the leg up and back simultaneously, right? And breathe. And spread the fingers and inhale, lift. The face is serene, the next day is neutral. And on your next inhale, lift the arm up and bring it over to the right like an airplane wing. And simultaneously bring your left leg around in line with that hip. It's called awkward airplane. And so it's a little bit challenging, right? That left hip starts to talk. Maybe a little bit of sweat pouring down. The breath becoming a little bit, you know, more rapid. That's okay. If it's just need for oxygen. It doesn't become strained or held. So I want you to take another nice deep breath. Pull long. Keep that leg lifted. Lift it up off the ground. And then gently release, right hand forward, left leg back, but they're still lifted. And then inhale, lift a little higher. One more nice inhale and lift. And this time, bend your left knee, reach your right hand behind you, grab your foot, and softly kick away. Keep the chin level and the head straight. And let that foot come up high. It's almost like a feather coming up behind your head, right? Good. And get that good kick. And keep the top of that right foot flat on the floor. One more time. Inhale, kick. And then gently release. Right hand forward. Left leg back. Hold it here. Inhale, pull long. Lift a little higher. Inhale, lift. Things are starting to cook and burn. And gently release. Okay, inhale breathing, left hand forward, and right leg back. Spread the toes, spread the fingers, right? Inhale, lift that arm and lift that thigh. And again, keep the leg long. Don't bend at the knee to give yourself the illusion that you're lifting things higher. And draw up, right? And don't get frustrated. And don't jam, right? You know, it's not just the things that need to happen here. And right now you're just breathing deep and lifting, you know, with some amount of just continuous thoughtfulness, keeping them lifted. It's not just what you do in this practice. It's the absence of unnecessary stuff, right? So on your next inhale, allow the arm and leg to glide up and then gently bring that left arm to the left and bring your right leg around to the right and keep the forehead and jaw relaxed and the lips softly pressed and the breath even and deep. And if you can spread those fingers and spread those toes and draw up on that right knee to straighten the leg a little bit and lift it a little higher, I know it's tender. The hips are the largest joint in the body. They're going to be a little... Anytime you explore something a little deeper, it's going to be a little bit of tenderness. That's okay. As long as you're not being reckless about it. Now, don't be stupid about it, right? Just feel, breathe, and allow the breath to help mitigate. One more time, take a good breath and get that foot up off the floor and lift that arm a little higher. And then gently release, left hand forward, right leg back. Right? That breath again might be getting a little bit rapid, but that's okay. Right? It's managed. It's not held. It's not strained. It's not choppy. Inhale, lift and glide up and away. And then gently bend that right knee and grab your foot with the left hand. And stay lifted out of that right shoulder, okay? Sometimes people start to tend to collapse. The fatigue starts to set in, but I want you to stay lifted. Okay, good. And then kick that foot up a little bit higher. And remember the breath and soften the face. One more time, lift and kick, and then gently release. Extend that left hand forward and that right leg back. And we're coming to the very end of this little part of the sequence. So inhale, pull long, lift high, feel. Take two good deep breaths, right? And release. Go ahead and transition into child's pose. Okay, what I'd like for you to do is go ahead and gently press away from the floor and bring your hips to your heels and sit up. So the hips are on the heels, you're in child's pose. And I just want you to go ahead and draw yourself up so you're nice and sitting up straight. And on the next inhale, draw your arms up to the side, bring them up overhead, place your hands in prayer position so the thumbs are crossed, biceps pressed against the ears, the neck is long, the chin is level, the face is serene. Good. Now on the inhale, lift out of the base of your spine, firm belly, exhale, hinge forward into half tortoise. And as you lower, you don't collapse, you don't drop. There's actually a little bit of resistance to the gravity, so you feel the sensation of lowering. And gently draw that forehead to the floor. Extend the arms out in front of you. Keep those hips on your heels. And just keep the breath moving free and easy. You know, there's a suppleness, there's a lightness. And there's a space and there's a quiet sometimes in these postures. And when that happens, you just move into your breath. We're going to just hold it here for a moment or so. So I want you to take a few deep, deep breaths. Ones that you feel, ones that you hear. They're very nurturing. Become sensitized and aware, connected and alive. Okay, with your hips married to the heels, on your next inhale, I want you to just draw yourself up with a firm belly, arms up, biceps alongside the ears, and then on your exhale, gently release the arms down by your side. And then I want you to transition to your knees. So go ahead and stand up on your knees. And then separate the knees just about 6 inches. We're going to move into a camel pose, okay? And I want you to take your hands and spread the fingers and place them, you know, just on your hips, buttocks. So just kind of on the waist and the fingers kind of trail down over the top of the top of your tush. And then inhale, lift. You know, always lifting and trying to open up the spine a little bit, decompressing. And gently pressing the hips forward, releasing the head back as best as possible, right? If you can soften that neck and look all the way back, that's great. But pressing the hips and going back halfway. So bring that upper body back. So your little middle and upper back is kind of backward bending. And then decide for yourself if it's appropriate, and you can reach back for that right foot and left foot without those hips collapsing or without it feeling, you know, unsafe. Reach back for those heels. Fingers on the inside, thumbs on the outside. The neck is relaxed and press the hips forward. And it's not uncommon to get a little lightheaded, nauseous, or dizzy in this, okay? And if you can, try and take a breath and just breathe through it. If you can't breathe through it, then just drop your hips and just take a moment and drop them in child's pose. But if you're still in camel, I want you to press the thighs forward. I want you to squeeze the tush forward. Navel presses forward. Chest lifts. The eyes are drawn back, but the lips are still softly pressed. So you feel this stretch along the throat. Really opens up that fifth chakra of self-expression. It activates the thyroid gland as well. And then as you lift that chest and the shoulders rolled open and the chest is pressed high, we're working on that heart chakra, right? And that's how come this posture can become very emotional for people. And just lean into it. It's pretty vulnerable, you know, it's a pretty vulnerable posture. You're trying to be wide open, right? You want to feel. You want to be sensitized, right? Even if the feeling is a little bit of sadness or emotion, right? So breathe, and we're going to just take about two or three deep breaths right here. And gently go ahead and draw yourself up. Bring your hands to heart center. Just release your hips to your heels. Good. Both hands down. And just swing your legs out from underneath you or across the ankles and do a little jump through. So basically you're sitting on your tush, legs straight out in front of you. Okay? Now the hands are alongside the hips. Sometimes people put their forearms on the floor. And I want both legs together. So inner thighs, knees, ankles touch, point the toes, and they're lifted, almost like a leg lift, right? So they're up. Now hold it there, firm belly, and then gently allow those heels to glide down just above your mat, and hold it here. And then gently allow those legs to glide up, hold it there. And smooth, allow them to release down. And making sure that this isn't one of those momentum movements, you know, that you're just getting this momentum and you're throwing the legs up and down. No, no, no. You're activating the abs, you're drawing the legs up, and you're releasing them down. And just go ahead and do a couple of those on your own accord and get very sensitized to how that feels. Okay? And now what I want you to do is I want you just to, wherever you're at, just get to the legs in their upper position. Hold it there for a moment. Gently allow them to glide down to just above the floor. Activate the knees, pull up on the quads. And then just, we're going to hover here for a moment. I know, it can be starting to get a little bit intense. And you know, anytime through this whole practice, you're taking a break whenever you need it and just rejoining when you can. All right, now gently draw the legs up and bring the chest up. Hands off the floor. Bring your hands, palms together, straight out in front of you. So the palms are pressed, the elbows are squeezed straight, and it's almost as though you're pointing them towards your ankles, which are lifted pretty high, right? They're lifted up. Very challenging moment. Okay, now gently, with the elbows squeezed straight, on the inhale, draw those arms around to your right and look over your right shoulder, but keep the legs lifted. They'll drop a lot, right? But try not to. Try and keep them lifted, especially if this is one of your first times. And then as you look, hold it, roll open, and then come back to center. Squeeze the elbow straight, pull up through the chest, lift, 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 and transition to your left. Look over the left shoulder. And you're not cranking the neck, you're just turning the chin. Look over the left shoulder and keep the legs lifted. Hold it there. Lift through that sternum, right?
pull up through the ribs and then transition back to center. Okay, now separate the hands just hip width and bring your knees close to your chest without grabbing your legs if you can. And just balance right here on your sit bones. And then extend the legs out. Keep the hands still separated, right? And that chest will lower a little bit. I know. Stay with that. Four. Breathe even. Three, two, one. Release and lay down. Savasana. Interlace your fingers behind your head. Bend your knees so they're at a 90-degree angle, okay? We're going to move into some bicycle crunches. We work this abdominal area because it's the front of the back, and it's one of the core ways of keeping that back healthy and really just getting this core nice and strong so that it can support the rest of your practice. So fingers interlaced, and then gently begin opposite elbow to opposite knee, okay? Yeah. And then it's not just rolling side to side. You're really activating those abs, squeezing, releasing, and it's going to burn, and it's okay. And if you can move it a little bit quicker, all right, try and do that. I mean, you're already investing the time. You're already listening to this. You might as well get everything you can out of it. And we don't have much time left. So let's give it 10 more really great seconds. 10, 9, a little faster, 8, 7, 6. It's burning, but it's okay. It's a good burn. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, release. Take a couple deep breaths. And notice as you're lying here in Savasana, right? You're laying down completely still. As you inhale, belly rises. And as you exhale, body sinks. Inhale, belly rise. Exhale, body sink. Keep the face soft and serene. Good. Now go ahead, and what I want you to do is bend the right knee. Interlace your fingers just over that right knee. And draw it close to the right shoulder. And squeeze. Okay? And then take your left hand over the right knee and draw it across the body. And bring your right arm out to the right and look over your right shoulder. Good. And bring that knee may not, you know, your right knee may not touch the floor to your left side, but it's definitely, you keep the chin over that right shoulder and all the way from the coccyx to the very atlas axis of your spine. We have this nice little, you know, spinal twist and breathe, and it helps release, you know, the abs that we just worked so well. And take a nice even breath, and you can close your eyes and feel. And exhale, release. And bring that right knee into the right shoulder again. Squeeze and release that right leg straight down. And then go ahead and bend the left knee. Interlace the fingers. Draw that knee toward the left shoulder. Give it a nice little squeeze, compression. And then right hand to the outside of that knee. Draw it across the body. And left hand out to the left. Chin over the left shoulder. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. And you know, if you haven't done this practice or this is relatively new to you, don't get too caught up in if you're doing it right or wrong. Because right now, if you're familiar, you know what you're doing. If not, what's right is finding a breath and giving up any kind of complaining or frustration or irritation, right? That you can just be content, at least for right now, with a nice, even breath and knowing that you're doing something that's really amazing for yourself. One more nice, deep inhale. And on the exhale, release. And then gently bring that left knee into left shoulder. Squeeze. And then gently release it down. Palms face up. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, just soften the shoulders. Release the hips, the calves, and ankles. No tension in the face. And then bring the soles of your feet together. So your knees are going to kind of butterfly open. And bring the bottoms of your feet together, and then wrap your hands over the feet and draw them towards you. Draw those ankles and heels towards you, right? And just pull. It's a nice stretch. It feels really good. And keep the back of your head on the floor. So I don't want you rolling up. I want you to keep the back of the head on the floor and tuck the chin, and that'll just take out a few hidden inches out of the spine. It'll just decompress that spine a little bit.
So on the inhale, right, you feel that expansiveness. On the exhale, just draw a little deeper if you can do so comfortably. Feel. And now gently release into dead bug pose, which means the legs are going to be set free, and you're going to grab those feet from the inside, right, of the foot. And if you've ever seen like a Raid bug commercial, you know those bugs on their back that look dead, you know, they're wiggling their legs. And just do that, a little bit of wiggle and feel and draw those knees down and use the hands to feel that stretch as you draw the legs down, one then the other. And then gently go ahead and bring both knees to the chest and cup your elbows over the knees, right? And just roll a little side to side if you can and squeeze, give yourself a nice big hug, and gently release. So you're back into Savasana. And if you can close your eyes comfortably, do that. Soften the face and deepen the breath. And try and create this nice rhythmic breath, right? And at the end of class, we just take a couple of extra deep breaths. So I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, and I want you to take a nice deep inhale, and I want you to hold the breath for a moment. Okay? And then I'll say exhale and you say ha. You'll actually open the mouth and exhale, okay? So 1, 2, 3, take a nice deep inhale. Fuller lungs, fuller, hold the breath. And now exhale. Good. 1, 2, 3, building on the first breath, take a deeper breath this time, right? Challenge the capacity of your lungs. They're elastic, right? Just expand the capacity of those lungs. Fuller, hold it. Hold it. Exhale. And if it can feel so good. And you really let that breath spill out of you any way that feels good to you. Sometimes the nice vibrational quality helps. You know, you kind of let it trail off, and there's this nice vibrational quality that travels down the inner ear and down through your central nervous system. It can feel amazing. So try that. Last breath. 1, 2, 3. Nice deep inhale. Hold the breath. And then exhale. Ha. Awesome. Nice work. And do the best that you can to bring this quality, whatever sense of serenity that you've been able to tap into, and try and bring that into the rest of your day. You know? Instead of taking on the world, let the world take some of you on. Thanks for trying the class. And hope you try another one. And if you're in the Village in New York City, we hope to see you at Yoga to the People. Have a great day.